The emergency ward at Antakya Hospital is about to receive its latest casualty from Syria. It is a young girl who has fallen sick and was brought to the Turkish border by her desperate mother, who is also pregnant. The ambulance driver says the violence in Syria means hospitals there are either full with the injured or the journey is too hazardous. The clashes in and around the northern Syrian town of Jizr al-Shurur have forced thousands to flee. Many of them have recorded the horrifying scenes on cell phones and cameras. In the border village of Harabjo, people have set up tents as they wait to cross into Turkey. One refugee, who did not give his name, described the conditions they are facing. There is no milk for the children, he says. We bought some, but we have run out. They are targeting homes, and yesterday gunmen targeted us. All these people will not survive because they burned all the crops, he says. Now it's become sectarian for sure. A spokesman for the United Nations Refugee Agency, Metin Korabatir, has warned of a growing crisis.
The latest figure UNHCR received from the border area is 5,051 persons who flee from Syria because of the violence and persecution in this country.
Witnesses believe the true figure could be double that number, including those who have crossed undetected. The refugees are taken to camps like the one in the town of Yayladag. It's housed in a disused tobacco factory and is heavily protected. As we tried to speak to refugees through the fence, police quickly stepped in our way. At the entrance, we found Turkish families trying to get inside to see their Syrian relatives. The Turkish authorities refused to let them enter. Yashar Selçuk is trying to see his nephews. My relatives are from the villages around Latakia, he says. These are poor, unarmed people. They are not armed people who would do anything against the government. They are mostly women, children and old people. Turkey has warned it may need international help to deal with the refugee crisis. As more and more Syrians flee their country, a fuller picture is slowly emerging of the violent chaos its people are facing. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Yayladag.